The term humanistic means to me the celebration of the individual within the collective and how those two things can work together.
Hey everyone, Nathan Long here, president of Saybrook University. It is really good to be back here with you. We're doing a few best of episodes over this season, and I wanted to really call this particular one out. It's what does humanistic mean to you? So it's the best of all the answers that our guests have given over the past, I think, almost 165 episodes, maybe a little more than that. And what it is that they really have leaned into around what does it mean, and why it's important is Saybrook University's founding was on humanistic principles. But sometimes that can sound really esoteric, like what exactly is that? And the answers I think you're going to hear really encompass the idea behind what it means to be human. That's all it is at the end of the day. And humanistic principles really boil down to what it means to be human and the holistic nature of the human experience. So join me today in this best of episode on what does humanistic mean to you? Take care, everyone.
What does the term humanistic mean to you?
I think in my profession, humanistic means putting the needs of the human before cost, before, you know, our own pocket. That's what humanistic means to me.
What does the term humanistic mean to you?
I'm going to give a shout out to our Association for Humanistic Counseling with this one. So I've been a part of one of their interest networks that is cultural humility and dignity. And I think that captures the humanistic presence more than anything else that I've seen, that we're really looking at the source of how can I be an authentic cultural being and be in a genuine relationship with somebody else that invites curiosity into who they genuinely are. And it's that both internal awareness and presence, both the interpersonal connection with others and the community that we create as a result of that. So it's the sort of like multi-tiered piece that all needs to be present to really have the humanistic mission operationalized and embodied in the work that we do.
Very holistic approach to that response, which is very much in line with the humanistic philosophy. Beautiful.
Yes, we do with all of our guests. You have two questions that you have to answer before you leave.
Chocolate.
Well, if that's what the term humanistic means to you, then we're going to go with it. I think that, I like that, actually. Chocolate. I think that works great. So the first question is, what does the term humanistic mean to you? To the eminent humanistic psychologist, breaking it down for the public out there, what does it mean to Dr. Donna?
Humanistic means to remember love.
We have two final questions that we ask of all of our guests, and you are not excluded from this because I think you're going to have some great words of wisdom. These are what we call quick takes. So the first things that come to mind, as I tease guests, you're not being graded, especially by the humanistic psychologists on our faculty. So don't worry about that. But we start off with the first question for everyone is, what does the term humanistic mean to you?
Wow. Humanistic means to me is that there's a baseline that we as human beings can connect with, and so we look at ourselves in a way that we can connect as basic human beings in a positive way. So that's what I define it as basic connecting points that crosses race and ethnicity.
What does the term humanistic mean for you?
It's a great question, and I'm glad to hear there's no right answer because I don't want to fail the quiz.
Yeah, you're good.
But I think there's two things. One is, you know, I'm not an expert at all in humanistic psychology, but I have a general awareness, and so that comes to mind, and the idea of treating human beings as, you know, fully whole human beings and not just looking at one little aspect. I think the famous line is, you know, not just a bag of symptoms, but you know, thinking about integrated humans who have a spiritual component, a physical component, an intellectual component, a social component. I'm just listing those because those are the different areas that we actually think about in the app in terms of giving people actions and all of those. But so that part resonates with me, though I'm not an expert on humanistic psychology. I believe in treating human beings as whole entities. And of course, then those people, each individual also connects to a broader community, a broader society, and it's important to look at those connections too. The other piece that comes up for me is just humanism. And I'm a big fan of the book Enlightenment Now by Steven Pinker. That's put it on your reading list if folks are listening haven't read it. It's one of the more optimistic books of recent years because it shows a picture of human society that's actually improving. But one of the values that he espouses that really stems from the Enlightenment values is humanism as just the goal of human flourishing. You know, the goal as a society and as a moral North Star that we should be aiming for human flourishing across all its dimensions as what we're really after as individuals, as communities, and as societies. And I'm a big fan of that that philosophy.
As we close out today, and you're right, we should do more time together, and I'm thinking members from your iMedi-Sync family should be on this podcast. Right? All right. Let's get it to work out. I think it would be great because it sounds like you all are doing some amazing things. We have two questions we ask of all of our guests, and you can bet that I think you're going to give some really fabulous answers. So the first question, and these are just top of the mind. You don't have to, you know, not long, just short, quick thoughts. What does the term humanistic mean to you?
To me, it means human kindness. And at Saybrook, they not only teach about human kindness, but they're exemplary in their efforts to educate us about being kind. Whether that's like the Black Activists Association or the Queer Alliance Association, and just having more compassion for one another, that I feel like I've never been to a university where there's so much diversity in people's beliefs, their religion, their goals, and somehow we're able to all get along, even though we might have a different lifestyle or a different path. And to me, that's humanistic, is like just loving one another, respecting one another, that core human being ability.
That's a high five answer right there. What does the term humanistic mean to you?
Oh my gosh, it means so much. So humanistic means really understanding the lived experience of the individual, of the group. And so to me, it means so much. And I've studied it for so many years from the beginning of my practices in the clinical field, studying Alfred Adler. And I really consider myself an Adlerian. And so through that, he was an individual psychologist. He deviated from Freud because he thought there was so much more than the psychosexual. And so from that, he thought there's so much more. And that means really we need to practice from a holistic perspective, a more humanistic perspective, understanding the point of discouragement for somebody. And so for me, a humanistic approach is really understanding all of those different facets of how we live our experiences and what does that mean to each of us. And that's why each of the jobs that I've been in, I've totally loved, especially in the clinical field, because everybody's different and I get to understand their human lived experiences.
I think that's an A+ answer right there.
Thank you.
Good job. It's like you went to Saybrook or something. First one is, what does the term humanistic mean to you?
That means compassion, empathy, kindness. That means meeting people where they are, recognizing that they're just a human being, just like you are, and we're all trying to get from one day to the next day. That's what humanistic is.
What does the term humanistic mean to you?
I think the term humanistic means to me the celebration of the individual within the collective and how those two things can work together.
That was fabulous. Dr. Heinrich, what does the term humanistic mean to you?
It means the person in the middle.
The first question is, what does the term humanistic mean to you? And you've already answered it, but let's get take two.
To elaborate on that, like I really come back to the individual as a whole, right? That's the when I talk to a client, I always say that I'm going to focus on make sure that you know you matter here and check in on what matters to you and build that as part of our focus, like when we're building a plan towards your goals for your successes. And, you know, looking at that, connecting to self-efficacy, connecting to self-actualization, and, you know, just really the core foundations of counseling. You know, unconditional positive regard, empathy, and genuineness.
What does the term humanistic mean to you?
Humanistic to me is pretty much exactly what you and I are doing right here. Two humans coming together, sharing time. If we were in the same room together, maybe we'd be sharing food, water, libations, whatever that looks like, and being in community together and looking after each other. And just being good people to each other.
What does the term humanistic mean to you?
That which makes us human. When I think of the word humanistic, I think of joy. I think of contentment. I think of love. I think of connection. I think of collectivism. I think of multiculturalism. I think of diversity, and I think of the vastness that is the human experience within the global population.
Fabulous. We'll give you an A+ on that. What does the term humanistic mean to you?
For me, humanistic is all encompassing. And what I love about that is it's not just like in the context of psychology, it's not like traditional disease or like neuroses remediation, but it's looking at, as Abraham Maslow says, the farther reaches of human nature. So love, spirituality, higher states of consciousness, creativity, growth, and it emphasizes also those beautiful aspects which work towards preventative measures and contribute towards resilience. And so it's not just like how can we get better, but it's how can we be the best version of ourselves, and how humanistic psychology looks at individuals in terms of not just who they are or with a emphasis on where they came from as more like psychodynamic perspectives would, but looks at who they're capable of becoming. And I love the expression. It's like treat people as if they are sacred.
There you go.
Until the sacred in them remembers.
What does the term humanistic mean to you?
Well, it means, what does it mean to be fully experientially human? And how does that apply to the vital or enriching life? And so that's a very quick definition. Otherwise, I mean, it's about attempting to learn about and support the whole human being, the whole human experience to the degree possible.
What does the term humanistic mean to you?
It means that I am full being, that I'm whole, that I am both soul and flesh and feelings, and that I should be able to find a way to show them all. That's my fast answer.
What does it mean to be humanistic to you? And you've already kind of answered this in a number of ways.
Yeah, to me, to be humanistic is a courageous act of authenticity. It is the act of becoming who you are. And that means knowing your shadow and your stuff and all the stuff. It's, you know, it's not spiritual bypassing. It's becoming who you are and chipping away all the things that don't serve and helping other people do the same. Because like I said, that's the only thing we're going to do successfully is be ourselves. We're going to suck at everything else. So we might as well figure this out. And the only way we're going to figure it out is by doing it wrong. And we are such a shame-based culture that we can't be wrong anymore. We need to remember how to be wrong so that we can be imperfect, so that we can try new things, fail, figure it out, try it again, get it right. Like, that's how it works.
What does the term humanistic mean to you?
Yeah, I think of terms, you know,
of fairness, of kindness, of respect, and I think maybe an overall concept of self-determination. That kind of that anti-behavioristic, you are who you are, and there's no way to change it. I think humanistic appreciates the fact that we can change, and yet I still do kind of attach a sense of kindness to it that we could use more of.
The classic, what does the term humanistic mean to you?
That's a really interesting question. I haven't heard all of these questions. We talk a little bit, the faculty, but I don't know all of your secrets. I have heard that you're excellent at this, but what does humanism mean to me? Humanism is a kind of a difficult construct, partly because it lies at a crossroads of two beliefs that seemingly could be contradictory, but I think I've figured out a way to reconcile them. The two beliefs are that there's something very special in us being human, and the second is an anti-speciesist perspective that all species are important and that we have no right to oppress and use other species for our own purposes. And so humanism to me, as I've kind of thought through this paradox, if you will, of like, how can humans be special if we're all the same, right? Is that humans are special in that we have special abilities that other animals don't have. We have this amazing ability for empathy. We have this amazing ability for thinking through problems. We have this amazing ability for, you know, to make video games and all sorts of, you know, things that only humans can do. And so humanism to me is about potential. It's about the potential of our species, and helping people reach that potential is kind of how I focus things, because we use this term humane as a we've named this thing after the human species, but oftentimes we don't act humanely. And so therefore it's about the potential of it.
What does the term humanistic mean to you?
Well, I think I may have mentioned, I don't think that there's a short and tight definition. When I think of humanistic, I just say it being humane towards my fellow person. Believing in people's ability to overcome whatever limits or obstacles that they may have in their lives, whether they're self-imposed or whether they may be born into a certain situation, and their ability to self-actualize, to attain their goals and their dreams and their aspirations. You know, that's why I talk so much about goal setting. One thing I didn't talk about, I managed in the minor leagues, and when I managed in the minor leagues, you know, I set up with my players. Everybody had a goal. You know, we just didn't get out there and just, hey, let's play baseball. Yeah, you know, hey, you're a professional baseball player now. You know, what is your goal? What do you want to accomplish? And what I found is that so many people, and it's not just the ball players I work with, but the children and the teachers and the people in corporations. You know, some people tend to set their goals so far in the future that when you set, it's good to have long-term goals, but when you only have long-term goals, it seems so unattainable because it's so far off. So I work with people on setting short-term goals. Being humanistic, it just encompasses just about everything that I am, what I stand for, and human beings being able to overcome their obstacles and being able to self-actualize or realize dreams and goals, aspirations, to be introspective, to look within and be honest with themselves and look at their own self-conception. And you know, if their self-conceptions are not positive, well, you know, what can we do to make a change? And then that goes back to when I talked about that character counts and the the trustworthiness, respect, responsible. I had one of the last therapy sessions I had was with a young woman, and she was trying to make a decision. Well, is this guy the right guy to marry? And it was kind of funny. And I said, well, let me ask you this. I said, first of all, this is just me. I think I've mentioned to you before about my affinity towards animals. I said, first of all, I want to see how a person treats animals. As they say, some may say the least of us, somebody who can't fend for themselves. How do you treat an animal? And then I asked him, well, how do you treat a child? How does he treat children? How does he treat elderly? And then I go into, tell me this, is this person trustworthy? Can you trust him? Is he a respectful person? Is he respectful towards you? Is he respectful to your family? Is he respectful towards his family? Is he respectful to people when he takes you out to dinner? Is he responsible? Does he do what he says he's going to do? Does he just leave you hanging sometimes? And that sense of responsibility for, well, one thing I found with working with children, unfortunately, particularly in families that where the parents are divorced, responsibility is a big thing for them because one of their parents may promise to come and visit them. The parent that's they're not living with will come and visit them or take them out or spend some time with them. And a lot of times on Mondays in the school setting are pretty rough days because unfortunately we have a lot of broken families where the kids may live with dad or live with mom. And over the weekend, mom or dad was supposed to come and take them out for pizza and take them out to a movie or just spend some time with them. And they were no shows. So this is does not show a sense of responsibility. And that really makes it click with the kids. But as I mentioned, this young lady, I talked about, I said, is he trustworthy? Is he respectful? Is he responsible? Is he fair? Is he caring? Is he a good citizen? So I said, these are just basic values and basic qualities that you would want a mate to have. And only you can answer this. Does he exhibit these qualities? And are you comfortable with spending the rest of your life with somebody who does or doesn't have these qualities? So I said, that's a decision that you have to make. I can't make that decision for you. You have to make that for yourself. But again, you know, you have to be honest with yourself and introspective about, you know, is this the kind of person that I want to have in my life? So anyway, that's being humanistic. That's not an easy thing. I would like to see what it says in a dictionary. You probably have a whole page on humanistic.
Well, one of the reasons we ask that question is I think everyone brings their own flair, perception, and understanding to it. And your answer was as beautiful and as thorough as anyone else's.